BBC News with Jim Lee. North Korea's latest missile test appears to have been unsuccessful. The United States military said Pyongyang had fired 3 short-range ballistic missiles, but 2 failed in flight and 1 blew up soon after launch. The US military said the test did not threaten the Pacific territory of Guam, which Pyongyang said it would target last month. A major hurricane traveling towards the coast of Texas has developed into a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 215 kilometers an hour. The storm has already brought down trees in the city of Corpus Christi in Texas. President Trump has signed an order directing the Pentagon to reinstate a ban on openly transgender people serving in the military. He had signaled the decision in a tweet last month. In a separate move, President Trump has pardoned the controversial former Arizona chief, Joe Arpaio. He was found guilty of contempt last month. Arpaio was convicted of having ignored a legal order to stop traffic patrols targeting immigrants. U.S. media reports say one of President Trump's closest advisers has parted company with the White House. Sebastian Gorka was Mr. Trump's deputy assistant and an expert on counterterrorism. Mr. Gorka is the latest in a long list of departures from the president's team. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has said he'll respond to new U.S. financial sanctions by stopping oil exports to the United States. Earlier on Friday, President Trump signed an executive order targeting Venezuela's state-owned oil company. A man has been shot and killed by security forces in Brussels after attacking soldiers with a knife. Prosecutors said they were treating the incident as attempted terrorist murder. Prosecutors in Guatemala have requested authorization to open an investigation against President Jimmy Morales over alleged campaign funding irregularities. The move is backed by a special United Nations anti-corruption agency in Guatemala. It said there was evidence that Mr. Morales had broken the law. BBC News.